Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We start turning the corner from Wednesday into what will be a very busy end of the week for sports fans, especially for sports fans, and for us here on 92.9 The Game with the Hawks and Timberwolves tonight. And then we get towards the weekend. Saturday, we'll have, of course, the Final Four. That'll be on WAOK. But here on our station will be Atlanta United back after a two-week hiatus, taking on Minnesota United in Minneapolis, pregame at 7:30, and Mike Conney on the call from Minnesocold on Saturday night between Atlanta United and Minnesota United. And joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Atlanta United's own Jeff Lorenowitz, who gets to head back to Minnesocold. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good morning, guys.
So, Jeff, there's snow in the forecast. I have to ask, have you ever been in a match where there's been, like, snow that was on the ground?
Yeah, this game last year, it was almost the exact same weekend in Minnesota. It was 19 degrees. I don't know how much snow was on the ground by the end of the game, but it was covered. The field was covered. Your feet were covered. It was freezing cold.
How does your preparation differ when you prepare for a game like that as opposed to any other? Because, you know, when I think it's like, I don't think of snow being on the ground. So how does your preparation differ for that?
It's all mental prep. You got to get yourself ready. You got to tell yourself, listen, it's going to be cold and you just got to tough it out. I mean, soccer-wise, obviously we like to play out of the back. We like to build up with the ball. It was early on in the season last year when this happened. So we were really kind of working it out, ironing out some of the things we were trying to do, and then the snow started to fall, and we looked at each other and we said, we can't do this. We're going to give up a goal. So by the middle of the first half, we said, forget this. We just got to dump it in behind them and see what we can do. And luckily it worked. We jumped out to a lead, and then from there it was a lot easier.
It was like 6-1, wasn't it? I mean, you beat the heck out of them.
Yeah, it was close in the beginning. I think it was 2-0, then it went 2-1. And then the guys turned it on. We scored some nice goals that day.
Jeff Lorenowitz of Atlanta United. Hey, by the way, before we get back into this game, and I do want to get back into this game, what were you guys saying on the big club? Forgive me for not yet understanding how the terminology is going to work between Atlanta United and United 2. But what were you saying about, you know, they go out, they win their opener last week? I mean, what was the chatter about that team?
Well, the chat is still going. These guys are excited. It was a mixture of Atlanta 2 guys and some first-team players. Obviously, John Gallagher's a first-team player, scored 2 goals, had an assist. So it's a bunch of the younger guys, even some guys with first-team experience, like Alec Cann went down and played. But these guys are pumped. They're excited for the season. I think Cool Ray Field was a good time, and the crowd came out. So they're looking forward to the season they've got ahead of them. I think they go to Charlotte this weekend too.
Speaking of that, you had a little bit of time off. What did you do with your time off? Did you go back home anything, or did you just relax and just get ready for the upcoming game?
It was a rainy weekend, unfortunately. We had Saturday and Sunday off, and I was hoping to get out. Sunday was a wet one. So I've got 2 kids. I've got to be honest, this is the first time I've ever seen the movie Frozen. We rented it.
Oh, no, great movie, no, man. No, let man. It go.
Yeah, so my kids are almost 4 and almost 2, so it's kind of right in the sweet spot. My son calls it the snow and ice movie, so he's always asking for snow and ice now. So
that's a great movie, though, man. I mean, my kids are older, but I watched it not too long ago, and it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, movie. My wife was glued to the screen. I think she liked it more than the kids did.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, if they're watching the game on Saturday night, you can say, Daddy's frozen. Daddy is going to be frozen.
Yeah, we're getting warmed up. We're getting warmed up for the game this weekend.
Jeff Loretto is joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. A couple of quick questions that United fans want to hear, Jeff. Number one is, can you update us on what you've seen of Barco?
Yeah, he's back. He's not training with the team yet, but he's back out on the field working with our strength coach. He's getting closer. I don't want to put a days or weeks on it, but he's definitely getting closer to coming back and training with the team, and that's the last step, obviously, before you get back into it fully in games. So he's getting close.
And the second thing is that you obviously have figured out, you know, the last two games at DC United and Vancouver, you guys went kind of crazy on the scoreboard again. What Joseph Martinez is doing is, I try and put it in other sports, to have four hat tricks in 23 games, to score 23 goals in 23 games of Major League Soccer, to me that's, considering that the all-time hat trick record for an entire career in Major League Soccer is five, he already has four in 23 games, it's like hitting 23 home runs in 23 games of baseball. I mean, what he's doing is insane, Jeff.
It is. It is. Even last year, I read an article where someone called his goal-scoring pace eye-watering. It really is. It's just every time you look down, he's putting up numbers. And you look at the games he missed last year, you wonder what, the full season would have looked like. So I think that, Joseph is – he lives to score goals. And I think during preseason, he was a bit frustrated. And he's come out in the regular season, and he's just kind of – he's gone for it. I think that – hopefully we can keep the pace up and keep pace with him, but you're right. I mean, he's putting up numbers that you really don't see. The hat trick record one is kind of insane to think about that he could do it in basically one season of MLS soccer.
Yeah, it really is, Jeff. I mean, and what's even more impressive, watching Atlanta United and from where you stand, you literally think that they could score on every possession, and they could put 10 on the board. I mean, you go, well, we scored four. We could have scored 10.
Yeah, you think in the Vancouver game there were times where we could have scored, especially in that first half. But, when we're at home, we're definitely good. I think we're at home, we get the crowd behind us, that stadium, the turf. It kind of works. It all works for us. This weekend we go on the road. Obviously our first game of the year was on the road. That's kind of where the true teams come out. So I think if we can continue to push and continue to get better when we play on the road, I think that obviously we know how to do it at home. It's just kind of converting those games away from home that'll make us a really good team.
Jeff, we appreciate it. Listen to Mike Conley on Saturday night. Call your game from Minnesota. Go up there, get yourself a win, and come back home to face L.A. Do appreciate it, Jeff.
Yeah. Good talking to you guys. Thanks.
Have a good one, man.
Jeff Lorenowitz. Yeah, it just does appear at times that they – now, granted, you can sit there. Well, John, Vancouver played pretty much the whole game with man down. All right, fine. They could have scored, seven against D.C. United. I mean, they how many goals did they miss? 3-on-1 and you miss it. I mean, or a penalty shot and you miss it. I mean, this team, man, they are some kind of fun to watch. When we get back, the NFL is making all sorts of news, and we're going to bring you up to speed on some of that news. Big news coming out of the league meetings. Falcons making news, too. We'll bring you up to speed next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.